Blog Talk Radio.
If there's one thing I've learned as I'm just real life, yeah. Ooh, we've got to keep the commandment. I was tired of being fed up, so I got the Bible and opened it up, yeah. And I saw that I was living wrong, wild and out, yes I was. Now I do my best to follow these laws, oh yeah.
Is your
your savior. Yah, Yah, I am is he. Who is this? And the Lord is not. So Yahweh and Yah are both legit. Both are found in the tetragram. You say it's not a fact, but the YH say I am. Israel is a fam that's bigger than the org. Why cut yourself short with this man-made accord mess? Have your cake and eat it. High sugar diabetic. Time to set the record straight. Show me where the needle at. I am as your father, I am as your creator, he is your savior, get it right, get it right. I am as the power, no one above him, Alpha and Omega, wooden stone king savior. In Omega, with the stone king savior, Lord did create you, give honor to your maker, he is your savior, get it right, get it right. Workers of iniquity, your father is far from you, guilty by association, fingers aiming back at you, time to love each other, hug your brother, lift each other up, see your neighbor falling short, call him up and say what's up, now it's time to get it right, now it's time to get it tight, keep it real and sucker free, cause y'all be watching day and night, Messiah gonna be coming in on that white, white, kings of the earth gonna try to make war, but they can't snipe. I am as your father, I am as your creator. Is your savior. Get it right, get it right, get it right. Get it right, 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 shawty. I am the power, no one above him. Alpha and Omega, with the stone king savior. Lord did create you. Give honor to the maker. He is your savior. Yah, 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 Yah.
Israel. He took me out of darkness and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that,
time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
I'm just a human. Shalom, shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, and your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is the 25th of May, 2013. We are going to continue the teaching that we did yesterday. This is going to be the second of the series, Torah Truth. And what about Yahushua? Okay, what about Yahushua? We're going to continue this series. It's overdue. It's overdue because we're going to find that when we bring this truth out concerning the Torah, the law, the five books of Moses, the first five books of the Old Covenant, when we bring this truth out, we're going to start separating the physical from the spiritual. And that is what is lacking with the Torah keepers. They, you know, many people push the law, but they don't understand Yahushua. They don't understand him completely. And not only do they not understand Yahushua, there's a lot of things that are not really being taught when you have people pushing Torah. I find that a lot of even what's in the new, well, the Old Covenant, as far as the creations, Ezra and Nehemiah, what was out there with the Israelites, what was out when we came out of the land of Egypt? Who was there? That's somebody was there. And see, that someone who was there is who has basically given them even their understanding of the Father's Word. You know, it's traditions of men. Okay, and a lot of people say, no, not me. Oh, yes, you. If you cannot come to the spiritual, and that's what Yahushua did, come to fulfill the old covenant, and he brought in the new covenant, which is spiritual. You know, if you can't understand that, and when we speak of certain things, like, no, it's not the water baptism. It's a set apart spirit. That's part of spirit. That's hard for some people to get. Many times within Scripture, they'll look at the word and say, okay, see, this woman, when it's talking about Israel, when it talks about church, that's Israel, the woman, the church. When Yahushua spoke in Matthew 23, you know, it's like a lot of people didn't get that. We're going to go over that today because we will be going into the scribes and Pharisees today. I don't want to digress too much, but we have to go over some things, family, because to really get a full understanding of why, we're not saying that the law is done away with, not by any means, but Yahushua did come to bring a spiritual, just like the commandments and the Shabbat. A lot of these things, the Passover, a lot of these things, for some reason, people think they have to do something. And when they do that, they're actually saying, well, what Yahushua did, that ain't good enough. Let me do something. You know, they're making their own self more righteous than our future king. They're negating Yahushua. If they negate Yahushua, they're negating the set-apart spirit, which we know the only unforgivable sin is blaspheming the set-apart spirit. I said it, and I paused. I hope somebody caught it. Think about that. We're going to go through this as the shows, the lessons proceed. Now, whatever I'm saying, you better believe I can back it up with Scripture. You better believe I can back it up with Scripture. The physical understanding, you know, what we can read, that even the other nations can do. They know that that word Egypt means bondage. And they know that they are not the people. You know, the common things that we could just look and just see that another person can explain to you. You know, someone who, like, if you're sitting at a church and they could tell you, okay, well, what he was talking about is common sense because it's right there in front of you. You just don't read the scriptures yourself. But when someone can go and take it beyond that and still bringing all the precepts together nicely for you, giving you the full understanding of the word from beginning to end, that's something that cannot be done just by reading the English termed Bible that the Gentiles have put in a hard book or paper book or whatever you want to call it. You know, they took our Hebrew manuscripts. But the words they put in there, kind of messes things up a little bit. Not that the scripture is wrong, but if the set-apart spirit is not working with you, you will be in error. I'll mention it again. Yeshua said, Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter said, you know, you are Yehoshua. You are the Savior. You are the Redeemer. And Yehoshua told Peter, flesh and blood could not have revealed that to you, but only the Father in heaven. That's something spiritual. Set apart spirit. He was set apart. He said he was blessed. You know, and just like we see the scribes and the Pharisees, and we're going to go over some scriptures today that's really going to, we did a lot yesterday where it was showing you the unrighteousness of our people, and it was showing you how many times they tried to do something. They thought they were, I'm going to get into that today. I don't even know if I mentioned it yesterday. But, you know, we have a lot of our people thinking that they're supposed to do something, that they set themselves up. And they will tell you that the Father said for me to do this. And the Father didn't call for them to do that. You can tell just by how they can't put two precepts together. You know, you could just understand that all they can do is put that physical, what their eyes can see and read, and they give their own understanding. It's obvious if it's conflicting with the scriptures. So we have to get into this Torah truth because it really delves into a lot of the things that Yeshua was very upset about. He rebuked it. Paul rebuked it. Came from the scribes and the Pharisees, dealing with the law. So, family, that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be continuing the Torah truth. And what about Yehoshua? What about Yehoshua? So this is our second of the series. If you have not viewed, take time to go back and listen to the first lesson that we had. I would advise everybody to do that. Okay, yesterday when we did the first lesson, what we did was we just went through the scriptures, understand that, yes, the Torah was given to Israel. No other nation but Israel. Yes, we see it. What do we do when we got it? And we start going through the scriptures, allowing many of the family members and sojourners to read along with us and find out that Israel wasn't righteous. Right off the bat, they did not keep what they said they would, which was the Torah. And they made the Father very upset from the jump. Now, we're going to be giving a lot more examples today, and then we're going to go into what I originally had for lesson two. But first, I have about maybe three, four different chapters to go through because I wasn't finished yesterday. I told you guys this is going to be a learning lesson. If you're not prepared to learn the truth, which means we're going to have to get into the Father's Word. Can't be my words. But if you are not prepared to do that, well, this particular lesson, as well as all the others that we do, it is not for you. It's not for you. It's a blessing to read the Father's word. But if you don't find that a blessing to learn the truth, you know, how do you want to be set free? The Father's word is the truth. It will set you free. We got to read it. So before we get started, I do welcome each and every one of you. You know, this is Saturday, and we normally don't have a show, a lesson back-to-back, but we're going to have one more tomorrow, too, because I can tell you now we have quite a few scriptures to go through. We want to get the full understanding. I like to leave it so nicely put together that there's no room for anyone to bring me any scriptures. I'm hitting them. I mean, there's way more I can bring up, but I think we did a good job yesterday in showing you how Israel, the Father brought up Moses, what Moses gave them, and how they didn't hearken. He told them about themselves. We're not finished with that yet. We have a few more scriptures to go, and actually it's going to go into a lot of the things that the scribes and the Pharisees were teaching the people to do, as well as what we see today with many of the Hebrew Israelite communities out there, trying to keep things that really you're not supposed to be keeping anymore. So we're going to go into all that. Before I get started, family, I'm going to go ahead and open. Let's see. I have my sister here, and I got two numbers up with the same area code. Oh, boy. Let me go ahead and open up because I'm waiting for Sister Venus to help me out with the reading. Let me go ahead and get a mic open today. Okay,
hello?
Shalom, area code. Hello, shalom. Who's this?
Shalom, ma shalomech. Atam edaberi vrit.
What?
Do you speak Hebrew? Ani Yehudi. Ani medaber Ivrit.
This is the biblical Hebrews of the Bible.
Ani Jewish. I'm Jewish. I speak Hebrew. Ani from Israel.
Okay, well, we're not Jewish. We're Hebrews,
says,
according to the scriptures.
Says Jewish.
No, you're at the wrong site. Okay,
no,
but listen, you can listen.
Truth.
Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry, family. Let me try the next line here. Eric code 719445. Shalom.
How's it going?
It's going fine. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Michael.
Michael, hi. Did you want to ask something?
Yeah, well, I kind of wanted to just make a little statement because I understand about and but before that, that area code was the same area code as mine.
Yes, it was.
Wow. Wow. Well, yeah, I understand our descent is being Hebrew, and but, you know, people get that confused, just like the last caller, about Hebrew, and they mix Judaism with Christianity, when it all came from the same area and time, same point in time, you know.
Did you want to ask me something specific about our show?
Yeah, that'd be good. I want to know how many dildos can you fit in your vagina at once, and then.
Okay, family. I figured, you know, we heard the accent. I figured that's what that was. I wasn't for sure. All right. Well, anyhow, family, we have to block that off. I'm just waiting for our sister. She might not be able to make it in. I don't know. I know her little one was giving her somewhat some problems. So we're going to go on. And just, you know, family, what does the scripture say? If we're teaching the truth about Yahushua, they will hate us. Don't let none of this stuff surprise you. Little tribulations here and there. You know, don't let that. We rejoice because we know that the Father is with us. And let me make one little comment before I go any further. I always like to keep you guys informed what's going on. Yesterday when we did our show, you know, the Father has been really blessing us and bringing forth much wisdom through the Set Apart Spirit, where we're able to decipher all the lies that were put into our Hebrew history book and the teachings that we received. And when we go through the Torah truth and they see Yahushua, family, we had six additional people who should not have been on my line, okay, with the able to manipulate my sight. I had a real hard time yesterday. Well, there were six additional people. Last time they had six additional people, they deleted my sites, all my websites. I'm just letting you know what's going on. When we get into this truth, you better believe the Father wants you to hear it. Make sure you're paying attention, okay? Remember, the famine in the land is for the truth. Okay, that truth that's being spoken. It's not being spoken very, very many places. So, you know, I'm just giving you guys a head up of what's going on right now. I was going to mention that, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, family. We're going to go on. We're going to go on. Before we get started, family, let's just raise our hands and say hallelujah, Yahuwah, to our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Yahuwah. We thank you for your preserved word. We thank you for all our brothers and sisters who are scattered across the four corners of the earth. We thank you that those who come to seek your face can find truth here as we read your preserved word. Father, we ask for more eyes to be open to the truth, more ears to hear the truth, the scales to be removed from the eyes, Father, as they listen and hearken to seek out your face as we read the scriptures. Father, we ask for the rock to flow, Father, to flow through me and any other person who is up here with me trying to teach your word. Let it not be hindered by any of the enemies who come to attack the truth of your word. Father, we say hallelujah because we know that you are watching over us. We know that your word will go forth. Father, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for the breath, that set apart spirit that you gave to our forefather Adam and Eve. Father, we thank you for preserving the seed of the woman. We thank you, Father, for the chastisement that we have received because we are understanding the truth and we're reading your word. Father, you have blessed us beyond what we truly deserve. But, Father, we know that you are all righteous and you are all merciful and you love your children. And we love you, Father. We just want to say hallelujah, Yahuwah, in Yahushua's set-apart name. Okay, family, we are going to get started. I feel good. I tell you, I be feeling good. Okay, family, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to go to my chat line. Colin, I am in queue. Are you on this call? Okay, I don't know. I'm going to check on my chat line just for a second because I don't want anyone to go through any craziness, okay? So let me just check on my chat line real quick. Okay, it looks good. It looks good. We're going to get started because I know y'all came here for some understanding. So let's get back into our Father's Word, okay, family? Now, I left off yesterday. Like I said, I left off yesterday because I got to first make sure that everybody understands that between getting the Torah, and by the time Yahushua came on the scene, there was something that transpired there in between. Because people just somehow, when they come in to find that out, hey, I'm a Hebrew, boom, all the righteous garbs, trying to keep things of the Torah. You know, they know that the quote unquote church basically sticks with the new covenant. Okay, but not everything they said or taught is all lies, just like Satan. He will give you, to reel you in some truth. But then he perverts it just a little bit. And many people, when they hear that one little bit of truth, just like when you hear a teacher that comes across and they're giving you this is good, that's good, this is good. And then the listener, the student, puts down their scriptures and just starts listening to this man or this woman. And see, if you don't study, show yourself approved, if you don't have your scriptures open, if you're not following along with what they're teaching you, somehow something is getting perverted in there. If somebody's going to open their mouth to you, you better go and read it in the scriptures. If you cannot follow it with the same understanding that they're doing, ask the Father, hey, Father, you know, I'm not getting this. Am I, you know, I see a different understanding of what they're saying. Father, can you reveal the truth to me? And he will reveal that truth to you. Well, we have gotten in a situation just like churchianity. Even though we come to find out that we're Hebrews. even though we come to find out that we're Hebrews, we come into the same situation as Christianity, where we just relax and let that person, whoever it is, just start rambling on, and we don't have our scriptures open. So you see, when I go through the, take the time, I'll give you those links. I'll tell you where I am. I'll say, open your scriptures, is right there, because I want you to look, and I want you to feel confident in what you're getting. You know, this is how we were able to be deceived, because it's clear, crystal, the purpose of Yahushua in the new covenant. It's clear. So, just to get that out the way, I had to get it out the way. Let's go back. I'm not done yet with what we were talking about yesterday, with how Israel kept transgressing the Father's word. Okay? Now, I want to take everybody to Ezekiel 20, and I'm going to go ahead and give everybody the link where I am. And once again, my computer's messing up. Isn't that funny? That is like, wow. Okay, family, I got to do a couple things just to get you a link. Like, it's, I don't know what's going on. But anyhow, I'm going to go ahead and give you this. Just give me a second to get it to you. Okay, Derek Spooger, I'm going to leave you on for a second, but you cannot take up our chat room. Cannot take up our chat room. I don't really know you and if you're serious. And you know, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to do this. And don't take it personal. But, you know, we've had such Oh, wait a minute now. I'm getting some. Hold on. Here it is. Okay. I'm going to just mute you. Okay. And if you get unmuted, you know it wasn't me who unmuted him. But I'm going to mute you because I don't know who you are. And I, you know, I don't like the way the show opened up with those callers. So, we're going to mute them, okay? If anybody sees that they are writing things on the chat line, just go ahead and put up your hand. I'm excluding those area codes that I just named earlier, and I will check my chat line and, you know, get those persons booted off. So we're going to go on, okay? And let me just I want to do this. Okay, I booted him off. Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to boot him off altogether because I just can't take that. All right, family, let's go over to Ezekiel 20. Ezekiel 20. Remember, we're talking about when the Torah was given to us, what do we do with it? Well, when we get to Ezekiel 20, let's read what happened. Ezekiel 20, let's see if the children of Israel once again kept those sacred things that the Father gave them. And we know everything is in the Torah. So let's find out about it. Ezekiel 20, I will be reading verses 1 through 33. And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahuwah and sat before me. We're talking about Ezekiel here. Let's find out what happened. Then said the word of the Most High unto me, saying, Son of Adam, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus said Yahuwah, Are ye come to inquire of me? As I liveth, said the Most High Yahuwah, I will not be inquired by you. Wilt thou judge them, son of Adam? Wilt thou judge them? Cause them to know the abomination of their fathers, and say unto them, Thus said Yahuwah, In the day when I chose Israel, and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up mine hand unto them, saying, I am Yahuwah, your father. In the day that I lifted up my hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I had espied for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Then said I unto them, Cast ye away every man the abomination of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am Yahuwah your father. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. they did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes. Neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathens, among whom they were. Did y'all hear it? Did y'all hear it? keep this in mind, Phil. I'm going to read it again because we're going into the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? Who are the heathens? When we read these scriptures, people think it's other nations. No. He was talking to his people. Verse 9 says, I'm going to read it again. Pay attention. Mark it. But I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. You see those strangers and soldiers? That was us. When they said that, well, I'm not going to get into it, but that was us. Just to let you know, it's right there. And that's why I really picked up this particular chapter. But let's go on. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Moreover, also, I gave them my Shabbats to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahuwah that sanctified them. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. And my Shabbats they greatly polluted. Then I said, I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But I wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Okay? Remember, many people call heathens, but don't get them screwed up. When he's talking about the ones that are being gathered, those are Israelites. Just like when you go to the New Covenant, okay, and they call our people Gentiles. Well, there's two different Gentiles out there. Don't get it twisted. Still our people. Let's go on. I'm going to read verse 15. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all land, because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Shabbats, for their hearts went after their idols. Nevertheless, my eyes spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahuwah your father. Walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them. And hallow my Shabbats, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am Yahuwah your father. Notwithstanding the children rebelled against me, they walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. They polluted my Shabbats when I said I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up mine hand unto them also in the wilderness that I would scatter them among the heathen. Now these are the other nations, okay? And disperse them throughout the countries because they had not executed my judgments but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Shabbats, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. And I polluted them in their own gifts. Check out what he says, family. In that they caused to pass through the fire all that opened the womb, that I might make them desolate to the end, that they might know that I am Yahuwah. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel and say unto them, thus said Yahuwah, father of Israel, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I brought them into the land, for the which I lifted up mine hand to give it to them, then they saw every high hill and all the thick trees, and they offered there their sacrifices, and there they presented a provocation of their offering. There also they made their sweet savor and poured out their drink offerings. Then I said unto them, what is the high place whereunto ye go? And the name whereof is called Baalmah unto this day. Wherefore say unto the house of Israel, thus said Yahuwah Father, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers? And committed ye whoredoms after the abominations? For when ye offer your gifts, when ye make your sons to pass through the fire, ye pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I inquire of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith Yahuwah, I will not be inquired of you. And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, that ye say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. As I live, said Yahuwah, father of Israel, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you. And did y'all hear what I just read? You know, many times in the scripture, people are just not getting it. They don't understand, and this is just a part of it. We're going to read about the same thing happening somewhere else, but when the children of Israel, when they were given the Shabbats, the new moons, and all these wonderful things that everybody likes to quote to me, it's in the scripture. I've read it. I had someone give me so much scripture. I mean, I was like, oh, I'm not going to read all this because it was a question in there. What was your question? I already know because the lesson we were doing was a spiritual one, and they didn't get it. But they sent me, I would say they sent me almost a book, okay? What they didn't get was somewhere along the line between us getting the Torah and Yahushua coming on the picture in the New Covenant, somewhere between those two points, when we had those things, we were screwing up and we were serving other gods. The Father many places will say, who told you to come and do this? Why you got them idols? You know, and then they, just like in the old covenants, and the Father asks why, sometimes I want to ask, well, why you got the garbs on? You know, why are you, some sites, you know, some, I don't want to say some sites, but they got some out there sacrificing animals, family, they're doing so many things to try to be Torah keepers, and not all the Torah keepers do that, but lawgivers or whatever you want to call that particular going to the five books. They're doing some crazy stuff right now. Certain things we know are done in Scripture, but certain things that are being done, the Father did not require this. The Father, if you were back in that time trying to do it, just like you're doing today, the Father would say, who has required you to come before me and do this? I didn't require you to do this. You see, our people want to, they feel like they got to do some kind of work, you know, and they're not getting the fullness of Yahushua. But I wanted to read that for you guys because you got to understand, this is only one place where it happened that we have read about today. Now, I just started reading. We're going to go to some other places before all said and done. But what I want to do, I want to go ahead and let me go ahead and get this open. This is going to precept back to Isaiah 1, Yahuwah is speaking of the sacrifices. I want to go to those other sacrifices. And I think you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm going to take everybody and give them the link to Isaiah chapter 1. Same thing is said there, family. I don't know why people act like they don't understand that this was going on, and they don't bring Yahushua in the equation. It's like they leave a lot of stuff out. Cannot do that. Cannot do that. This makes people upset when I tell them you're in error. You know, you are in error. You're not reading. You're not studying to show yourself approved. You've been taught by Pharisees or scribes or someone who had the traditions of men. Some ain't right there because you're not reading. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. Everyone go ahead and open your scriptures. I'm trying to see if my sister called in yet. No, she did not. Okay. I'll read. Isaiah 1, verse 1. And, you know, I take my time to read this because you need to hear it. Let's go. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahuwah hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Sinful nation, a people latent with iniquity, a seed of evildoers. Children that are corruptors, they have forsaken Yahuwah. They have provoked the set-apart one of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. Your lands, strangers devour in your presence, and it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except Yahuwah, creator of hosts, had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of Yahuwah, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of your father, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Most High? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring me no more oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and the Shabbats, the calling of assembly, I cannot away with. It is iniquity. Even the solemn meeting. And I can just stop right there. Excuse me, family. I really could, because somewhere along the line, somebody ain't reading that. Someone overlooked it. Someone who is pushing Torah. Someone who is telling you about water baptism. Someone who is forgetting about Yahushua the equation. Somebody did not read Isaiah 1. Most High is hot against Israel's people. Hot. Now, I don't know if I read it with enough feeling, but this is our Heavenly Father. This is His preserved word. He wants you to know He is not happy. You know, we're not going to take our Hebrew history book and do like the Gentiles and just whatever. This is a season message. This is a message with flavor, with salt. Okay, we flavoring it all up because it needs to be that way because it affects us. They don't have to get rowdy about it because it's not about them. This is our Father. You see how unrighteous our people were? Should make somebody stop and think. Should make somebody stop and think. Wait a minute. We read all that yesterday how the children of Israel said, yeah, we'll do it, Father, yeah. We will do it. We will do it. Keeping the laws, keeping the Torah, obeying. And then right behind that, sadness. Like I said, when I first read the book of Judges, I got sick. Well, family, we just read Isaiah. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read right here where he talks about all these things people are trying to do and how when he gave us all the sacrifices and all these wonderful things to give to him, what do we do with that? We were taking everything that we had that was righteous, and we were out there with the heathens. We were doing just like them and serving their gods and their deities with it. And I don't know why people act like they don't see it in the scripture. Let's go there one more time. The Father says, to what purpose? This is verse 11. And people got to hear it. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, said Yahuwah? I am full of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Shabbats, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meetings. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when ye make prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead the widow. Okay, listen, family, this part right here should take you back to the part of Jeremiah I read for you guys a few shows ago. I think we were talking about, I can't remember, it doesn't matter. When the children of Israel, I think it was Jeremiah, the children of Israel was getting ready to go under Babylonian captivity. The Father told Jeremiah to tell the children of Israel to get you a house, get you a wife, give wives to your sons, and do well. Do well in the land of your chastisement. Right here's the same thing. You don't hear the Father. Let's go there. This is the same thing. Now, he just told them about all this that they're doing because they're worshiping idols and gods with these all the sacred things that we had. So he tells them in verse 16, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well. Okay, what is learn to do well? Because he's do well where you're at. Learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Same thing when he told us to do well. This is a chastisement, you know, it's so we can wake up. You remember how it says that the arms of a the wings of an eagle took the children of Israel, this is the Revelations family, you know, it's a place of safety. Okay, he was going to preserve us, but we still have to go through the chastisement because we, our forefathers, as well as when we knew no better, that wasn't pleasing to the Father, but he woke us up. So we see right here that he wants us to do well. He says to seek the judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. When you get in the New Covenant, it's very much similar to that. Okay, very much similar to that. Verse 18, come now and let us reason together, said the Most High Yahuwah. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of Yahuwah hath spoken it. How is the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. The silver is become dross, thy wine mixed with water. Thy princes are rebellious, and companies of thieves, every one loves gifts and follows after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore, thus said Yahuwah, the creator of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, ah, I will cease me of mine adversaries and avenge me of mine enemies. And I will turn my hand upon thee, and purely purge away thy dross, and take away all thy tin. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her coverts with righteousness. And don't think that's talking about another nation, fam. Don't even think it. It's all talking about Israel, okay? And the destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake Yahuwah shall be consumed. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which they have desired. And you know this talking about Israel. And ye shall be confounded for the gardens that ye have chosen. For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water. And the strong shall be as tow, and the maker of it as a spark. And they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them. Remember, broad is the way to destruction. Broad is that way. Broad is that way, family. A lot of things were not done righteously in our father's eyes. A lot of things. And we were reading about it when the fathers, you know, when we had those things, he took those things. He said away with. He took it away. He took it away. We were supposed to be doing a lot of those sacrifices. He had to bring Yahushua in because in the flesh, we kept sinning. We're going to see it over and over again. I want to take you guys real quick to Ezekiel 16. Ezekiel 16, I'll give you guys the link as soon as I get my links working here. But Ezekiel 16. All right. If you have scriptures at home, go ahead and open it. Go ahead and open it. Okay, my chat line looks good. Great. Okay, making sure there's no nonsense going on there. Okay, there it is, family. That's Ezekiel chapter 16. I include this one as well, and we're going to go there. I'm going to go there. Ezekiel 16. Again, the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of Adam, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. Talk about Israel. It says, and say, thus said Yahuwah, father of Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day that thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None eyes pitied thee, to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field, to the loathing of thy person, in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee, and I saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxed great, and thou art come to, excuse me, family, hold on a second. Sinuses are acting up again, I'm sorry. And thou art come to excellent ornament. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thy hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now, you know he's not talking about no person. He's talking about his children. These verses, ooh, somebody going to say, oh, that must be a woman. Breast, hair growing. No. Remember, the daughters of Zion are likened to a comely and beautiful woman. We're talking about Israel here. Okay, so in verse 9, he says, then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered works. This should take you right back to Isaiah 3 and 4, or Isaiah 3 at least. I clothed thee also with broidered works, and shod thee with badger skin. And I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain on thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thy ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head. Thus thou wast decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk, and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceedingly beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom. And thy renown, wait a minute, and thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, said the Most High Yahuwah, Father of Israel. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and playest the harlot because of thy renown, and pouredst out thy fornications on every one that passeth by. His it was. And of thy garments thou didst take, and deckest thy high place with divers colors, and played the harlot thereupon. The like things shall not come, neither shall it be so. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given thee, and madest to thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredom with them, and tookest thy broidered garments, and coverest them, and thou hast set mine oil and mine incense before them. My meat also which I gave thee, fine flour and oil and honey, wherewith I fed thee. Thou hast even set it before them for a sweet savior. And thus it was, said Yahuwah. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters, whom thou hast borne unto me, and these hast thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredoms a small matter, that thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them? In all thine abominations and thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare and was polluted in thy blood. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, said Yahuwah, Father of Israel, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and has made thee a high place in every street. Thou hast built thine high place at every head of the way, and has made thy beauty to be abhorred, and has opened thy feet to everyone that passes by, and multiplied thy whoredoms. And It says, thou hast also committed fornication with the Egyptians, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and has increased thy whoredoms to provoke me to anger. Behold, therefore, I have stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thy ordinary food, and delivered thee unto the will of them that hate thee, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of thy lewd ways. It says, thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornications in the land of Canaan unto the Chaldees, that's all Israel, and yet thou wast not satisfied therewith. How weak is thine heart, said Jehovah, seeing thou dost all these things, the work of an imperious whorish woman. Okay, it's not talking about a woman, but somebody who don't know how to separate the physical from the spiritual. The father ain't working with them. They're going to tell you, see that woman? See? They're going to come and give you one precept from one verse and take it somewhere else. Let's keep going. Talking about Israel, family. Talking about Israel. It says, verse 31, in that thou buildest thine eminent places in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and has not been as an harlot in that thou scornest hire, but as a wife that committed adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband. They give gifts to all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers, and hirest them, that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. And the contrary is in thee from other women in thy whoredoms, whereas none followed thee to commit whoredoms, and in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee, therefore thou art contrary. Wherefore, O harlot, hear the word of Yahuwah. Thus said Yahuwah, because thy filthiness was poured out, and thy nakedness discovered through thy whoredoms with thy lovers, and with all the idols of thy abominations, and by the blood of thy children, which thou didst give unto them. Behold, therefore I will gather all thy lovers, with whom thou hast taken pleasure, and all them that hast loved, that thou hast loved, with all them that thou hast hated, and I will even gather them round about against thee, and will discover thy nakedness unto them, that they may see all thy nakedness. And I will judge thee as a woman that break wedlock and shed blood are judged. And I will give thee blood in fury and jealousy. And I will also give thee into their hand. And they shall throw down mine eminent place and shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes, and shall take thy fair jewels, and leave thee naked and bare. They shall also bring up a company against thee, and they shall stone thee with stones, and thrust thee through with their swords. And they shall burn thy house with fire, and execute judgment upon thee in the sight of many women. And I will cause thee to cease from playing the harlot, and thou also shall give no hire any more. So I will make my fury towards thee to rest, and my jealousy shall depart from thee, and I will be quiet, and will be no more angry. Because thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, but hast fretted me in all these things, behold, therefore I will also... I also will recompense thy ways upon thy head, said the Father Yahuwah. And thou shalt not commit this lewdness above all thine abominations. Behold, everyone that uses proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is the daughter. Remember, the land was left desolate, so were the people. Okay? So as we continue reading, family, it says, thou art thy mother's daughter that loathed her husband and her children, and thou art the sister of thy sisters, which loathed their husband and their children. Your mother was a Hittite, and your father an Amorite, and thine elder sister is Samaria. She and her daughters that dwell at thy left hand, and thy younger sister that dwelleth at thy right hand is Sodom and her daughters. Yet hast thou not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations, but as if it were a very little thing, thou wast corrupt more than they in all their ways. As I live, said Yahuwah, father of Israel, Sodom thy sister hath not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom: pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abominations before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good. Neither had Samaria committed half of thy sins, but thou hast multiplied thine abominations more than they, and hast justified thy sister in all thine abominations which thou hast done. Thou also, which hast judged thy sister, bear thine own shame for thy sins that thou hast committed more abominable than they. They are more righteous than thou. Yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame, in that thou hast justified thy sisters. When I shall bring again their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters. Talk about Israel, all Israel. Then will I bring again the captivities I'll make sure y'all get it. Verse 53. We had people coming in and out. Sorry, family. Verse 53. Shh, shh, shh. Be quiet. Verse 53. When I shall bring again their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, then will I bring again the captivity of thy captives in the midst of them, that thou mayest bear thine own shame, and mayest be confounded in all that thou hast done, in that thou art a comfort unto them. When thy sisters, Sodom and her daughters, shall return to their former estate, and Samaria and her daughters shall return to their former estates, then thou and thy daughters shall return to your former estates. For thy sister Sodom was not mentioned by thy mouth in the day of thy pride, before thy wickedness was discovered. As I know, this is a long one, huh, family? I'm already at 57. Let me quiet my dog. Hold on 1 second. Shut up, Belle. Enough. Sorry about that. Okay, verse 57. Before thy wickedness was discovered, as at the time of thy reproach of thy daughters of Syria, and all that are about her, the daughters of the Philistines, which despise thee round about, thou hast borne thy lewdness and thine abominations, said the Most High. For thus said Yahuwah, I will even deal with thee as thou hast done, which have despised the oath in breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. And we know where the everlasting covenant came in with Yahushua. Come on now, family. What we couldn't keep in the flesh, it was brought to us in the new covenant, spiritually. I pray y'all getting this. I'm going to read it again. Verse 60. Oh, let's make sure. No, I want to read verse 59 and 60 together because y'all need to hear it. Okay. For thus said Yahuwah, I will even deal with thee as thou hast done, which has despised the oath in breaking the covenant. This is all that was given to us prior to what he's getting ready to make this statement about what's happening, what's going to happen in the future through Yahushua with the new covenant. Here's what he says. For thus said Yahuwah, I will even deal with thee as thou hast done, which has despised the oath in breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. Then thou shalt remember thy ways and be ashamed when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elders, and thy younger. And I will give them unto thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. And I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am Yahuwah, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified towards thee for all that thou hast done, said Yahuwah. Now, that was long. That was 63 verses, but y'all had to hear it. This is Ezekiel 16. Now, when we read this stuff, you know, people just somehow miraculously forget that we were some unrighteous people. It's not talked enough, really, how unrighteous we are. We talk about how this is, we going to get the kingdom, and we talk about how we the chosen people, and it was all about us and all this. We got to talk about what we did. Because, see, all giving all this glory to the children of the Most High, we find it's us, hallelujah, you know, praise you, who and all this. That's wonderful. But if you don't go back to get the fullness of why Yahushua had to come in, we were given that Torah. What did we do continually? We kept sinning. We kept sinning. And we were proud. We stiffened our necks. See, people don't like to hear the bad part about them. They just want to hear that good stuff. You know, we all like to hear it. I like to hear it. But in all reality, what was it that we did? You go ahead, take time. You just go start reading the Old Covenant from the time we left the land of Egypt by the hand of Yahuwah. Or you can say Yahushua because he's going to regather us. When we left, first thing we did when Moses was told to go ahead and get the commandments, we built a golden calf. And it just didn't get no better, fam. We kept saying, oh, Father, all throughout the book of Judges, oh, we help us. Father raised a judge, both men and women, or should I say a woman, and he was with that judge, not her husband, to save us out of our condition. Did that save us? Uh-uh. No. You go over to the book of Samuel. You go over to the book of Samuel, 1 and 2 Samuel. Then you go to Kings. We've messed up again. You go to Ezra and Nehemiah. You just look. Go to all of these places, family. Go to all these places. We was unrighteous. By the time New Covenant came, when you go reading the book, we was just bucking wild. We were bucking wild. You can't keep nothing righteous with all these bucking wild people. We weren't in our land as we should be, as the head. We were not in our land as the head. We were already scattered. Not like we are in the very end after the siege of Jerusalem, but we were scattered out there. We had picked up the ways of many of the heathens. We did that in the book of Judges. We took those new moons and those Shabbats and those feast days, and was just praising these gods who are no gods, as Judges chapter 2 stated, because it was a commandment from the Father, I'm not going to take these nations from amongst you. You want to be like them? Well, look, I'm putting them right there in your face, and they're going to prove Israel to see if Israel will finally start hearkening to me or to them. Keep doing what you're doing. Israel's still doing it because we're still in the land of our enemy. We ain't in the kingdom yet. It ain't happened. But somebody thinks they got to be more righteous than what the word says, and they got to do something. And that's the point. You got to understand, we messed up. We couldn't save ourselves. You can't get more righteous just because you're reading the law. You're reading the Torah. If you're omitting Yahushua, go read Galatians. Matter of fact, I had done a particular show. I was listening to it yesterday on my own, and it's befitting. I'm going to include it in the show notes, and I'm probably going to give it out to the family members, and I'll just bring it up when we do our next show, because you got to go listen to that show. That show broke down so many things that what we're talking about right now went all into the law. Very good. Family, I hope y'all get an idea. Something transpired. I think that's the last. Yes, it is. That is the last of what I was going to read to you guys yesterday. Now, the reason I put so many in there from yesterday, because I wanted you guys just to get sick like I got sick when I kept looking at how we just kept messing up. And it told us what we did. It told us that the Father told us in the commandments. He told us in Deuteronomy. You know what? Sometimes we just need to go there. I wasn't planning on doing this. But like I said, if I got to put another show, I will. Because sometimes I just need to say some things that and bring things back to people's remembrance. And we're going to do that. Deuteronomy 28. I'm going to read the beginning for you. I know y'all already got this. Some of y'all probably know this by heart. Some of you guys probably go to bed and be quoting this. Because, I mean, you know, we know this is us. But check it out, family. Check it out. Chat line, I am going to give you. There you go. Okay, there you go, chat line. Deuteronomy 28. I just want to read a couple things. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but check this out. Now, this is part of the Torah. Deuteronomy 28, I'm only going to read the first, what is it, 15? Because past that, we messed up. It basically, that's what happened to us at the very end while we're in this captivity right now. It says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of thy father Yahuwah, to observe and to do all his judgment, excuse me, all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahuwah thy father will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. We ain't there, so that means we broke something somewhere along the line. Let's keep going. All these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahuwah thy father. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Yahuwah shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Yahuwah shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which Yahuwah thy father give thee. That's our promised land. We ain't there. Somebody didn't keep something. He says, and Yahuwah shall establish thee a set apart people unto himself, as he hath shown unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahuwah thy father and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahuwah, and they shall be afraid of thee. Hey, look, when you saw that movie Roots, and Edom was whipping Toby's back, I didn't see no fear from Edom. What's your name, boy? Toby. Hey, y'all know what I'm talking about. Hey, we know something got messed up, right? Let's call it for what it is. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Most High, and they shall be afraid of thee. Ain't nobody afraid of you right now. Just look, they ain't afraid of you. And Yahuwah shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which Yahuwah sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Yahuwah shall make thee plenteous in goods. Wait a minute, did I read that one already? Yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the page up a little bit. And Yahuwah shall open unto thee his good treasures, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Now, y'all know. Oh, come on now. Come on. Y'all know y'all be doing some borrowing. You got to borrow for what? Your car, for your house, for your education. Sometimes y'all got to borrow to go buy a pair of drawers, right? You know, come on now. You know we the most borrowing set of nation of people on this earth. Come on now. And in some time, and not, man, usually more than not, we can't pay back because we ain't making nothing. We no longer the head, we the tail. This is us, family. So somebody didn't do the Torah. Somebody didn't hearken to the Most High. Let's go a little bit further. It says, verse 13, and Yahuwah shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above all. Wait a minute. And thou shalt be above only us, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandment of Yahuwah thy Father, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Now, of course, I read all that stuff we did yesterday, but this was before. This is what he said. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahuwah thy Father, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, and all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. I'm not going to go through them, family. Pick it up yourself at Deuteronomy 28, beginning at verse 16. It's a shame. It's a shame. It's that many. And we know we fit them. We know we fit every single one of them. It's us. So people who believe that just because you wake up and find out you're a Hebrew that, oh, man, praise you, Father. Let me go ahead and do something. Let me go ahead and start getting on the street corner with a megaphone. I'm going to tell that brother about himself. I'm going to tell that sister about himself. I'm going to curse my way through a message. I'm going to sit and make YouTube videos calling people, you simple, knowing that you came out of Christianity too. I'm going to act more righteous than everybody else. I love it when they call me teacher, teacher, teacher. And I can tell everybody, a preacher can't preach unless he's set. A lot of people float on clouds thinking they can teach, you know, but the Father set me up. You know, a lot of people who say all these things, they have not a spiritual understanding in their message, which is what Yahushua is about. They got the flesh message, but only the eyes can see because they're spiritually discerned. Let's go some places, family. I don't want to get off and just leave it right there. I want to get with the word. I want everybody to get it. I don't want to play around with this. And let's see. Ooh, I might have some readers here. Hold on. Y'all better be having fun. Shalom, area code 909.
Shalom, I've been sitting a long time here waiting to help you read.
Sister, I'm so sorry. I just, you know, I got on a roll there.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to help you out. Shalom,
you know,
shalom, family, shalom.
Sister, you know, some of that stuff, like, I'm going to tell y'all for what it is, sister. I was going over for the show. I got the show notes for today, but I was going through for, yes, tomorrow. Man, as they're going through the book of Galatians, I'm like, how can you read the book of Galatians and not get it? You know? You know what I'm talking about, sister?
I agree.
I'm like, this, look, and we will go over some, but really, the one show that, the one lesson we did was Liberty, Faith, and Understanding in Yahushua. Okay, we talked about the liberty. Anyhow, that was that particular show, and I put it as our featured show on Black Talk Radio, our Hebrew website page. So when you go there, you'll see it. It's already featured. Go ahead, if y'all can, listen to that, because that's going to cover a lot of this stuff we're talking about. And I don't have to go there again, okay? So go ahead. But sister, I am so glad you called. I am so glad you called, because you know I need some help.
Yes, I'm here.
You want to share anything with us, sister?
I'm listening. I hear you, and you know, I agree. I've just kind of been in my little quiet place and fasting and praying because my heart does go out for all the, you know, you say it so beautifully, Sister Georgia, and I want to make sure that I come across, you know, as calm, cool, and collected as you are, because sometimes I get very, I don't even know the word. I think it would just be the sadness or the lack of understanding that our family is getting. You know, not to, I mean, you could bring it your way and I bring it my way, but we meet at the same place in that why would, you know, we be in the position we're in, if you read Deuteronomy 28, if we were reigning, if we were all that. And we have to remember, what is it, Isaiah 64:6, that we're like filthy rags, you know?
No.
It's just disheartening at times that, you know, you don't see the people understanding Yahushua and what the Father did by raising him with his power, raising Yahushua with his power from the dead, and the same power that raised him from the dead will quicken our mortal bodies, and we want to live so physical, we miss the spiritual so much that it's like a slap in the Father's face in regards to what he did with his Son. He sacrificed his Son so we could repent, so that veil from top to bottom could be torn, so we could have, you know, access freely to come to him without the priests and without the, they just not getting it. They're just all the head wraps and all the you got to cover yourself and you got to this and you got to divorce that man because you had a baby by, you know, a white man. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my.
Hey,
so I've just backed away and I
people.
Just, oh, my gosh. I mean, it is so crazy out there that, you know, when people, you tell people they're Hebrews, and they want to say, well, is there anything I could listen to? Overall, I can only direct them to you with all the sites out there because they start telling them to cover their heads. And, you know, it's not by power, it's not by might, but by his spirit, saith Yahuwah. It's by
That's
his
right.
spirit, saith Yahuwah. It's not by power. These people want a name for themselves. That's not
yeah.
about your name. It's about his name.
That's right.
That is above everything.
You said it well, sister. You said it well.
Okay,
hey, look.
I'm out.
No, you're good. You're good because, you know, if something we're saying is not in the scripture, please call and tell me because I don't, you know, we speak in the Father's word here. You should hear the Ruach flowing. Your spirit should be edified. That's not the word I was looking for. It should be quickened, even with what we're saying, because we're reading the Father's word, only we're saying it. It's in there. Y'all know it. If you've gone through this, especially you got to go through the New Covenant, a lot of the Torah keepers don't really focus at all, not even part of the message in the New Covenant. It's like they know about Yahushua, but very little. Very little. Sister, we got another person, and this might be Sister. I don't know if it's Sister Venus or not. Let me go ahead. I'm watching. You know, did you come in the beginning of the show, Sister?
I did.
You heard then, right?
I heard everything, yes. I pushed early
okay.
to help you read. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, I got to watch the callers today.
Oh, no, I heard the guys in the bat talk yes, I did. I sure
okay,
did.
That's, I'm cautioning myself here. Okay, area code 936, Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Georgia and Sister Jennifer. This is Sister Phoenicia.
Hi.
Sister Phoenicia, how are you doing?
I'm blessed. Shalom, family. I was just calling to help read, but Sister Jennifer was on top of it.
You know
well,
what?
Y'all both can
you know
read
what? No, 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 no. I'm going to stay here. Sister Phoenicia, you go ahead.
You read.
No,
them.
No, no. I've read many times. I would love to stand by. I'll stay here on the line, but you go ahead, and if you guys need me, pull me in. But go ahead. And Sister George once did it really nice one time. She had one wreath and another wreath and one wreath. And so if she wants to do that, however, I'm here. But you go ahead. But I'm still here.
Okay. And Sister Georgia, wow, I want to say thank you so much for the show tonight. I listened last night. I've been listening to you for over a year now. And me and my sister, Sister Ikana, we've been listening to you for a year. And, you know, I have to say that you definitely have the spirit of the Father. I want to thank you. I want to praise Yahuwah for blessing you with the spirit, and I want to thank you for letting him use you. Some things I did not understand that you were saying towards the beginning when I first started listening to you. But I had that discernment, and I recognized that you know, that the Father was with you. I just kept listening, you know what I mean? And just over time, certain things that you said have become clearer to me, and I was like, wow, wow. And you know, some things that we just didn't know, it wasn't because you were trying to deceive anyone. It was just because you just didn't know, you know. And I've heard you many times, if you found out something different from what you previously thought, you would apologize, hey, I was wrong about this, or, you know, and you just kept it moving. And so I just didn't understand what you've been saying all this time about the Shabbat and how, you know, it's done away with in that way. I just didn't understand. But and I was listening last night, and I was going to call in, but there wasn't that much time left. So I just held my peace. And today, I mean, I've read the Bible at least six times. I mean, I've read it a lot of times. And I just never understood that Isaiah chapter 1. And I'm blown away. I'm sitting here like, wow, I can't believe this.
You just made my day. You have made my day. I tried to put some effort in that, some emotion, so people could understand. It's not me just reading a book. This is the Father speaking, you know? And when we take the word and we are picturing our Father who thought we were so special to preserve us, you know? When we did all this just evil. You know, and it's like we can read the word and people just read it like they go into a church, or like it's not about them like the Gentiles do, the heathens, the other nations. And I'm like, y'all better start reading this book like, you know, this is reality. This is the living word. And that's what I'm trying to get a lot of people to recognize, because, you know, we're going to get into some more stuff as we go along, because I have so much. That's what I'm saying. I kind of schedule these shows like 1, 2, 3. I might have to just schedule 1, 2 today, because I think I'm going to have to do a 3 and a 4, you know, because there are some things we have to go over. And if you don't go over these little bitty things, and they might seem like, why is she reading that right there? You're going to get it. Because later we're going to have to bring it back up and talk about it. If you keep it along with the lesson and understand, don't overlook these things, because a lot of people are teaching these wrong anyhow. And like I said, many of Israel do not really focus on what we did wrong. That's why, you know, a lot of the things that people try to keep, you got to understand what happened. So when Yahushua say, do away with, you don't tell Yahushua telling people to make sure when you get in the land that you put your garbs on and you this and that. He don't say none of that. He don't say make sure you stockpile at the very end and fly yourself to a different land because, you know, you can save yourself. And he don't say that. None of that's being said. And unfortunately, I don't really think it's – I think that the Father's going to wake more and more people up to the truth of this stuff. But it's just not being taught enough of. The word – spiritually is not being spoken, because too many people are taking it fleshly, and they think because their gender is a male that they're supposed to be teaching, even though the Father didn't tell them who required you to teach. I'm sure he would like to say to some people, because that message you spoke is not my word. You're leading my sheep astray. You're scattering the flock, and that's what's happening. So I'm just glad that you're picking up on it, sister. Hallelujah, hoo-wah.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad you're picking up. I am so happy. Sister Jennifer, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on park, because I know that you do read a lot for me, and I appreciate that you raise your hand up for me. And,
oh, you're welcome anytime. Yes.
I'm so happy y'all all here. Woo! Okay, so let me calm myself down. Thank you, sister. I'm going to put you back on park.
Okay.
Okay, and Sister Phoenicia, we have another caller.
Okay.
You know what? I don't know. I got to check this one out. Hold on, sister. It might be. Let's just wait and see. I'm going to have my hand close by the pause button here. Area code 919.
Hello, hello. Shalom, shalom. Hey, Sister Jordan, you are getting down. Oh, man, I'm so excited. I'm about to come up on my chest. But it's an awesome night. You are doing, oh, man, I don't even know what to say to you no more. All I can say is awesome.
Well, sister, yep. You know I'm always happy when you call in and you share with us, because we read the Father's Word. It can't get no better than that. With understanding. Let me throw that in there. With understanding. So, hey, yeah, I appreciate that you called in to share the word with the family.
That's all I got to say. It's awesome.
Okay, sister. Hey, thank you for calling. I'm going to put you back on park. We're going to continue. We have.
Okay.
And thank you. Thank you. Okay, we have right now, family, about 20 minutes left. We're really not going to. That's why I said I might just, what I'm going to probably do, I'm going to tell everybody ahead of time. Tomorrow I'm not going to have a show. Okay, no lessons tomorrow, because I can see I'm going to even stretch this further. And I thought I'd be able to get it done really in two shows and just possibly knock off the third show. But I can see now it's no way. It's no way, because I don't want to rush through this. I want to make sure that we have time when we read these scriptures to give a little bit of explanation, a little bit of understanding. And sometimes it's just because of the English language that it's written in, and the precepts are not properly given, that we don't get it. So I'm really trying to take my time and go through this and really, you know, where it needs to be brought up, that there's a precept for that. There's a little bit of understanding for this part. Well, not only did this prophet say it, but this one said it too. And when Paul reverts back to a certain prophet and Yahushua, let's see what they say it. Sometimes that's necessary, because today we will get through, I don't know how much, but fam, I'm just letting you know, tomorrow there will not be another lesson. We're going to just go ahead and for the next Friday and Saturday, our Shabbat, and then our Saturday, what we're going to do is just continue, okay? Because we all know I have a daughter that's about to graduate, and I have my grandson all day. All day. So, and, you know, and I am, and I know people don't think that I stay busy, but, yes, I answer many messages, and I speak to a lot of people, and a lot of new family members, some lost sheep. For the first time, I've spoke to quite a few new people, and they're sharing with me the word, and, you know, we are coming into what's beautiful about it, and I'm going to share this with you guys. What's beautiful about it is, we don't agree on everything, okay? Because they have it good. The Torah is good, you know. To know what's in the Torah, that's good. But like I said, we differ on the spiritual. What I would tell everybody, and like I said, I'm going to say like Paul said, I lie not. You know what the Father told me, and yes, He told. I heard it. As I lay, just like Samuel, when I laid to go down to sleep a little bit, I was woken up because I heard him say, at the time I was looking at some stuff for Amalek, he said, no, not Amalek, teach salvation. You cannot teach salvation unless you bring in Yahushua, unless you bring in spiritual. It's all about the set-apart spirit. We're no longer dealing with flesh and blood. So when we go through and I see people so fleshly, I see people just like the scribes and the Pharisees teaching our people, and those who our people are under. I put the profile questions out there, and I ask them what they think of a woman teacher, you know, and that is an easy one if you really understand what the scriptures are saying. And Paul was rebuking people who were trying to shut up the woman. And those are letters. And they don't get it. And when they tell you the power of authority and they go back to certain verses in the scripture and say, ooh, see the daughter of Zion, that woman, I already know. That's the scribes and the Pharisees taught you that. That's the traditions of men that taught you that, because that's not in the word. You know? You can't hear the word like I got to watch what I say. You can't hear the word if the Father didn't put you to speak. Okay? If the Father did not call you, but you say you were called, and that's what makes you a teacher, you're wrong. You're wrong. Whoever's under you, they're not going to get the truth. They're going to get maybe partials, but then there's going to be so much, like Paul said, you know, the word is perverted. It's the same gospel, but it's perverted. And the Torah keepers or the Torah or the lawgivers, there's nothing wrong with the Torah. It's in the Word. But the truth is perverted because Yahushua was left out. You're just keeping the physical part of it. You see? You cannot just take the part you want that you think by reading the part of, you know, a lot of people say, how can I get righteous? How can? Well, you want to get righteous. You want to serve the Father. You want to do well. You better make sure that you understand that, yes, we are the people. We are that set-apart people that the Father gave everything to, only us. But what did we do when we got it? And then know the purpose of Yahushua having to come here in the flesh and take upon the sins of the Hebrews, the lost sheep, okay, and bring everything spiritual. Take the sins upon him one time, Passover. But, hey, there's somebody telling you that Passover, you know, hey, they're not getting it. They're not getting it. And that's what we have to bring to the forefront. Because, you see, when we get ready to start going to, you know, like I said, I want everybody to listen to the Liberty Show. It's the first one posted. You'll see it at the top, featured. Make sure you go in there and listen to that show. Make sure you go and listen to that lesson. Because you're going to get, if you didn't get it before, you might get it in that particular lesson. There's a lot of things being messed up by those who have sat in Moses' seat, their descendants, and now they're out here either by oral traditions have learned a lie or by their fathers or by scribes and Pharisees. I don't think many of the people who are into the truth, which should be the Hebrews, are being led astray by any other nation right now. Only the lost sheep, first of all. But the ones that you, Satan can deceive you with are the ones that are sitting in Moses' seat, the same ones that were called the den of vipers, generation of vipers. The same ones that it was told to us in the book of John that ye are of your father the devil. They have a different spirit. So if we don't get preaching the truth of the word, if we don't do it, the Father uses whatever vessel he wants to. It's not about the outer appearance. It's not about anything of the outer. It's all about the set-apart spirit. Where was that spirit put? Was it put in this vessel, which is a woman sometimes, or was it just put in men? You know, so because I'm not a man, that means that if the brothers tell you, shut up, learn just to be quiet. Just shut up. You know, because that's what they tell you. They tell the women, look, just be quiet. Learn your place. Any of the Hebrew men, whether it be your daddy, your brother, your uncle, your husband, they got right over you all the way. You're just a mummy. You wrap yourself up, be quiet, and serve them. I don't think that that shows the father's love for his daughters. But some people don't get that. But the scribes and the Pharisees taught all this stuff. It's a physical message. It's not spiritual. So, family, with enough digressing, and I did digress for a bit, but I had to. Sister Phoenicia, you want to add anything, sister? Because, you know, I do a lot of rambling. Do you want to add anything at this point?
Well, I'm just sitting here now, just evaluating so much in my mind. I'm just marinating on all this. This is just mind blowing. What I've just understood, I got the understanding of tonight. I mean, I came to the realization a few months ago that GOCC, that camp was in error. You know, with a lot of their doctrine, I came to the, because they, you know, they allow Edomites in their camps, and you know, they just some of the things that they say just isn't right. And so I came to that realization of that. And then I also came to the realization that these Gentiles and these strangers, these are all Hebrew Israelites in the Old and the New Testament. So then I just started realizing, okay, clearly these camps are off or they just don't have the understanding on certain things. But I kept hanging in there with you because I just knew that, you know, the Father was working with you. I just had enough discernment. And I'm telling you, the Father led me to your show from the jump last year. You know, right when I found out I was a Hebrew Israelite, is when I found your show. I mean, I heard I was a Hebrew Israelite through GOCC, but then I also, for some reason, I just jumped on Blog Talk Radio and found your show, and I've been listening to you I went through all your archived videos. I'm downloading all your shows so that I have them, because I know that they keep, you know, trying to take your shows off of Blog Talk. So I'm just sitting here like, you know, the one camp that I've really started to grow a liking to is Israel United in Christ. But as you said, they're always, you know, talking down to women, telling them they got to get out those pants, you know, these things. And I just, you know, and now I'm just sitting here just thinking about all these things, and I'm like, you know, this is really just amazing, and I need to reevaluate some of the things that I've said. I have to mold myself into the will of the Father and keep go spiritual, like you're saying, which I already knew it was spiritual. I just didn't understand what you were saying about the Sabbath and how we don't have to wear fringes and how we can wear pants. I just didn't understand that, but now I see what you're saying with that, you know, especially with that the first chapter of Isaiah. So I'm just sitting here just ruminating over this. I'm just, you know, I'm just like, wow, I'm blown away. I'm happy. I just praise the Father. I'm like, you know, and like you said, if we're doing all this, it's like Christ never even came. It's like Christ never even came. If we're just trying to keep the laws, we never was able to keep the laws. We kept falling. We kept falling into error. We couldn't keep the laws. That's why he sent his son. You know, so I'm just like, you know, this is just... It's just blowing my mind in a good way. I'm very happy. And once again, I just want to thank you, Sister Georgia. I love you. I love you, Sister Jennifer. Always keeping it spiritual. I love it. I'm just happy to be a Hebrew Israelite, woke up and read the Father's word. I'm just happy. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? We're supposed to be happy about the word. We're supposed to be happy when we see the truth. We're supposed to, because we know that the Father's with us. He's right in the midst of us. He's within us. It's all working out as the word says. But you part of it. You're not one of them ones that's lost somewhere. I don't know where they're at with their minds. I listened to some shows. But you know what, sister? What I'm going to do is I did want to read number 16. That's where we're going to be going next, family. I'm not going to push this lesson to 3 hours, but I want to at least get through this. Because many people, when you get to understanding that there was a lot of dissension all throughout the scriptures with our people. Many people will not acknowledge the two creations. Many people will not acknowledge the enmity that was placed in 3:15. They will not acknowledge that. But Yahushua talked about it. You're going to hear Moses when he had to deal with these serpents, basically, is what they were. I want to show you guys where they're in there. And this is why there's so much dissension among our people and why so many people can't come spiritual. So what I'm going to do, family, we only have like 8 minutes left. I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to put number 16 up, and after we read that, we probably won't go too much further into this because I just want everybody to meditate. Something happened to my computer. Hold up. Like I told y'all yesterday, I went check it out, family. There were 6 people. Let me see. Okay, it showed up on this one. That's all right. I can get to it this way. All right, I'm just going to have to take another way around. Someone was messing with my switchboard and our volumes yesterday, and when I checked out after the show, there were 6 people who should not have been there, and I checked it out and I found them. 6 people. And, you know, they don't want the truth of this stuff out. There's not too many people speaking this truth, but the ones who are trying to keep to the Father's word spiritually, it's like they don't want this stuff out. So we got to make sure that we keep teaching this truth. What I want to do, I'm going to get the chat line number 16, and let me go ahead and do that real quick. And then after this, family, we're probably going to close it down for the weekend, okay? I'll just schedule it for, I'll continue it next Shabbat show on Saturday, okay? There is the link on the chat line. What I want to do is, if anybody, because we're not going to make it through the full with reading this. This is kind of lengthy, and I have a couple things to say about it, but we have 5 minutes left. So if you want to continue with us, you need to switch over within 5 minutes. The number is 646-595-4111.
And what I'm going to do is, after we read this, I'm going to have a little bit of commentary. I'll probably bring back on Sister Jennifer, see if she wants to add anything to it, and as well as get Sister Phoenicia, get her comments on it. And I don't want to hold it much longer than that, okay? I want to give everybody plenty of time. I tried to pull back on a lot of the shows, the lessons I've been doing, to give people time to go through them, okay? Because I looked at the numbers. I don't know if people are having a hard time getting on to our into our chat line and calling in. I know I've had a lot of problems over the years, and the numbers are very low. And I can go back sometimes, like the next day, and it's like 500 people listening in the archives. And it's less than 8 hours because I don't sleep much. I go check it out and see what's going on. I'm trying to keep track of it because I know that my page shows very funny right now. I just went to my front page, and I only get half a page. And certain things won't pop up, and I'm having a lot of problems. So I don't know if that's the reason or that I'm going too many lessons and, you know, I'm just leaving people behind. So I'm trying to wait a little bit and give everybody time to go through those lessons. So we're going to have our last show tonight, and then we will go into three, which that'll be dealing with you, Yahushua. We'll be going to show three, lesson three, next Friday Shabbat, okay? And I ask everyone that if you have anyone who might be under some of these flesh teachers, they need to definitely come to the next show. They need to definitely hit up the next show, but try to get them to listen to the archives too. But this next show we're going to be having is going to hit it right up. Sister Phoenicia said something, and I have the verse for it, where Yahushua said that things that they could not keep in the flesh, that he had to come to make it spiritual. I have the verses. But anyhow, what I want to do is give you the number one more time. We have 3 minutes left. The number is 646-595-4111. And everyone at home, please open up your scriptures to number 16. We're going to read a little something. Because, you know, if we're going to deal with the Torah, let's read and get a little understanding. Because the scribes and the Pharisees, you will kind of like see a remnant of them right here in number 16. It's just that many people are not going to tell you that these were right along there with Israel, but they had a different spirit. When you go through the scriptures and you're going through all these different books, okay, and you're like, wait a minute, why did these people, why are they against the word? Why did they do this? Look, you're going to get the understanding because it's kind of said plain and clear. So let me go ahead and get this link real quick. Anybody who wants to go ahead and switch over to the phone line, I'm trying to wait till they, because they're going to start talking in any second now and cutting off the message. So I was trying to wait a second, but 646-595-4111, okay, 646-595-4111. Numbers 16, that's where we're going to go. We're going to get just a little bit of understanding. Sister Phoenicia, you sure you're ready to read?
Yes, I am. I'm here, ready.
Okay, sister. I don't know if I should. You know, I'm not really sure. When I'm reading towards the end and I'm trying to tell you guys, oh, they gave me 90 minutes or 90 seconds, rather. Can you hear everything I'm saying? Do you hear the blackout? Like it just blanks it out?
No, we didn't really hear the blackout.
Okay. I guess it's only in the recording you hear it. I'm trying to wait till we get past that part because that's like if someone calls me on my house phone. I noticed that it'll blank out. I can't hear our lesson, and I noticed that when I play in the archives, I hear the blank out. So I'm trying to avoid that. And we only have a few more seconds left, family. A few more seconds left. Hey, for those who have joined us, okay, there it is. It just happened. I guess y'all didn't hear that, but it said 90 seconds left. For those of you who have joined us by the chat room and have sojourners as well as our family members, hey, I thank you for coming out and joining us. Definitely, family, keep coming to these particular lessons on the Torah truth and Yahushua. What about him? Because you got to know this. You know, you're not going to get into no kingdom by flesh. Just know that. It's in the word. Okay, 60 seconds. There they go again. You cannot get into the kingdom by your will or your might. You cannot get saved. You cannot get salvation by being what they call in the world today pious or just because you wear certain clothing or you read out of the Torah. That's not it. We can read about that in Galatians. So if what you really want is the truth, and I think that's what we all want, But if you really, really want the truth of how to come back to our Father righteously, you need to continue to come to these particular lessons dealing with the flesh thinkers versus the spiritual understanding, okay, which is the Torah truth or usual. What about him? Okay, 10 seconds left. Hey, if you sin, repent instantly and come back to our Father righteously, family. Have a blessed work week. Shalom. All right, sister, we're ready. I just was trying to get past some of that. So let's go ahead and open up to number 16, and let's read and get a little understanding.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 16, starting with verse 1. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, the sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, or set apart, every one of them, and Yahuwah is among them, wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of Yahuwah. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake unto Korah, and said unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow Yahuwah will show who are his, and who is set apart, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him whom he has chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before Yahuwah tomorrow. And it shall be that the men whom Yahuwah doth choose, he shall be set apart. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the father of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of Yahuwah, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also? For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against Yahuwah? And what is Aaron, that ye murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, who said, we will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us out of the land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us? Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth, and said unto Yahuwah, respect not thou offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before Yahuwah, thou and they, and Aaron, tomorrow, and take every man his censers, and put incense in them, and bring ye before Yahuwah every man his censers, 250 censers, thou also, and Aaron, each of you his censers. And they took every man his censers, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of Yahuwah appeared unto all the congregation. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O Father, the Father of the spirits of all flesh, the Creator of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will thou be wroth with all the congregation? And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of them, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that Yahuwah hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahuwah hath not sent me. But if Yahuwah make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertaineth unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked Yahuwah. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground played asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah and all their goods, they and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them. For they said, Let the earth swallow up us also. And there came out a fire from Yahuwah, and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censers of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hollow. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before Yahuwah, therefore they are hollow, and they shall be assigned unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger, which is not of the seed of Aaron, come near to offer incense before Yahuwah, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as Yahuwah said to him by the hand of Moses. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, Ye have killed the people of Yahuwah. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked towards the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of Yahuwah appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, Take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly into the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from Yahuwah. The plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague had begun among the people. And he put on incense, and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, besides them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses and to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.
All right. Thank you, sister. That was beautifully read. Oh, my goodness. You did way better than I would have. I always get a twisted tongue when it comes to some of these names, but you did a fine job. Thank you. Now, family, when we go back and understand Genesis 3:15 and down, a lot of, well, the world has not taught us what all that is speaking of because of the words, those English words. And not only that, but if you're going to take everything physical, you're not going to understand there was an actual lineage out here. I mean, there's two lineages when you get to Genesis chapter 4 and Genesis chapter 5. There's two.
one had a different spirit. Throughout the scriptures, the Father already told you, hey, I'm putting enmity between these two seeds. The seeds are the spirits, okay? He's going to put this enmity. You see the tug of war going on that the unrighteous. We read about, what, Absalom? Absalom wanted to be king. He just thought he was going to make himself king when it was already promised to Solomon, okay? Go back to the Book of Kings. Get the understanding. But it's like what we see today. There are certain people out there telling you that the Father set them up to teach this damnable doctrine of the flesh, and he did not set them up. Right here, the ones of Korah, they were up against Moses because they felt that, hey, you know, you're not the only one Moses. You remember when Moses, was it Moses? No, it was, it was Moses' sister. When her and Aaron, the Father, he put leprosy on her because she spoke out of turn. Something wasn't right with her spirit right there. She going to speak against Moses. Father had to come against her. Okay, that's what we're seeing right here. These children of Korah had a different spirit. Okay, because, and what did their spirit want to do? They wanted to, read verse 10. It says, and he has brought thee near to him and to all thy brothers. Talk about the children of Korah, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye the priesthood also? That's what they wanted, the priesthood. By the time we get to the new covenant, somebody was sitting in Moses' seat that wasn't supposed to be there. Many people can't figure it out. They were always there. When you count what was polluted, that was the serpent's. They had a different spirit. They were teaching against. They were considered still heathens. When you go back to Genesis 4, the Father reads, because you got to remember, there was two sons. One was Cain. One was Abel. Cain had a different spirit than Abel. Abel was in the called lineage. Cain wasn't. Cain wanted everything. He killed his brother, and he thought he was going to get it. It's all going to be mine now. He didn't have the spirit of the Most High. He wasn't in the lineage. He was not called, although he was his brother. Now, don't try to say, well, what about Esau and Jacob? No. Esau was of another nation. We're talking about the children of Israel. We're talking about the ones who had the set-apart spirit from our Father that was called. And then we're talking about also the ones who you always read about creeping in unawares. They had a set-apart, they had a different spirit, not a set-apart spirit. They had a different spirit. The Father tells them in Genesis 4, if you do well, will not your offerings and everything be accepted? But if you don't do well, then sin lieth at the door. He said, if you do well, then I know you're for me. But if you don't do well, you're for him. And we're talking about the devil, Satan, the serpent, the father of the den of vipers. You see what I'm saying? So right here, they wanted, when we go get into the new covenant, that's what it is. They wanted the priesthood. They wanted to be sitting in Moses' seat. They were going to put themselves there. And I don't think I've heard anybody talking about it. The serpent seed or the set-apart spirit was not with these people. What did the Father do with them? It's just like the parable of the wheat and tare. When the men slept, the men represent the wheat. When they slept, unaware that the enemy came in and planted a seed. Now, we know it's telling you when men slept, we know they're talking about the Hebrews. But what seed was planted? Well, he didn't plant a seed. What he did was he gave, because our bodies are nothing but vessels, but it's what's dwelling in us. That seed, most people want to say, you see the seed of a man, the seed of a man. He ain't talking about that. It's talking about what spirit you have. The seed is the spirit. The enemy planted an unrighteous spirit in with the Hebrews. the parable of the wheat and tares. And then when you get the understanding by Yahushua what it all means, he lets you know. But when he planted the seed, he went his way. When he planted that spirit there, he went his way amongst the Hebrews. They said, no, let them grow together. Don't gather the tares up now. At least you might make a mistake and basically take some of the wheat with them. So you see, it's right here with us. It's right here, 2013. You're hearing it. If you're hearing somebody teach the flesh against Yahushua, let them grow together. They're right here with us. They've been with us throughout Scripture. Why is not this being spoken? It never was spoken in Christianity, not like this. And when the Edomites do try to bring it out, they give you a whole different turn on it, a whole different twist. And they definitely not going to tell you that we're the children of the Most High. So you see, family, I want to bring this scripture up because they wanted to get in the priesthood. Father consumed them. Father consumed them. That's the same thing of the parable of the wheat and tare. That's the same thing that's spoken of in New Covenant. They have a different spirit. What's really bad is most people don't understand why is Satan able to deceive the world. We ain't talking about these other nations. We're talking about the world of the Hebrews. Why is, except for the very elect, if he wasn't able to deceive the world, how could he be able to do that? Because when people wake up to be in Hebrews, they already know. Well, I know this Edomite here ain't going to tell me the truth, not the full truth. Maybe I can get a little bit of something from him, but not the full truth. He's going to pervert the gospel. But they're not banking on those scribes and Pharisee teachings. They're not banking on the ones who push Torah. They're not banking on that. And when you read it with flesh eyes and you look into the word, the daughters of Zion is a woman. It says the covering, the man is over us. They take you back to Genesis, where the father was still giving future prophets. He didn't have to tell you about that. Because, see, they perverted a little bit here and there to cover up the truth of who the people are, that we are the ones that are scattered across the four corners of the earth, that we are the ones that sin by doing what we're doing now. We didn't get the heathens off the nation. We're right in the midst of them, and we take on the heathen ways. They're not going to tell you that. So they take out that prophecy. And when we try to bring it up, there's going to be some loud mouth, and I'm going to call it for what it is. There's going to be some loud mouth person who thinks that they were chosen to tell me to sit my big butt down and learn my place. And they're going to omit that. They're going to omit the prophecy where it tells us that that man, talking about Yahushua, he's going to rule over the woman, which is the bride, which is the assembly. Okay? And they call it the church. With a rod of iron. It said that that woman in childbirth, you know, she's going to have sorrow for her children. What woman are we talking about? Are we talking about an actual woman? We know that we have labor pains, and, you know, everything is in the similitude of a woman. When you really get to understand, but we just read some verses, what? I just read them for you at the beginning of the show. Sounded like they were talking about a woman and a man, but it was not talking about a woman and a man. These are the spiritual things. You know, this is for our understanding, but somebody who puts himself in a position to teach and should not be teaching, but Yahushua let you know, but you don't know what you're looking at. Well, the brother said that means this. No, it was from the beginning told to us. Throughout the scriptures, you can see the trail of that serpent because of how their spirit was against the Most High's called ones. Just like 2013. You will hear it. If you go around to some of these camps, if you go around to some of these teachers who are, they don't claim to be in a camp, but they ain't too far from it. It's the same teachings that you got at the camps. And they can never take it spiritual with you. But it's all right there in the Word. They had a different spirit. The ones who's teaching right now, many of them, they don't have that set-apart spirit. It's so obvious. And once your eyes are open, you'll really start to see this. This is not to pit nobody against anybody, but it's just the truth of the word. If Yahushua was upset about some of the things that these scribes and Pharisees were doing and he was whipping them out the temple, the synagogue, and all that, why aren't you upset that you've been lied to when Paul tells you Yahuwah is not the father of confusion. You know, but then he goes to tell the people, if he tells them the truth, after he corrects them and their ignorant teachings, he says, well, you know what? If you want to be ignorant, you're going to be ignorant. Another part he'll tell you, well, look, I'm washing my hand of your blood because I've told you the truth, but you don't want to accept it. When we go through this understanding, and many of these scriptures are not brought up to you, wasn't in Christianity and will not be brought up in this way with many of the Hebrew teachers. Don't get deceived by the outer appearance. It's how should you know somebody? It's by their fruit. It's not about, he dresses nice and he got the garbs on right and you know, he read out the Torah. He's righteous. He's pious. Father called him. And then, look, you being deceived. You better really get to the, I mean, this stuff is so crucial. I really don't know how to say it any better. It's so crucial. When we're going to continue with this particular lesson, speaking of the Torah and Yahushua, when we get ready to go further, you're going to really get it because there are verses that just slices all this mess up if you understand, because the Father is allowing you to the set-apart spirit to get it. You'd be like, oh, my goodness, why didn't I see this sooner? It was always there in the Word. You better understand that if you get it, you better say hallelujah, Yahuwah, because there's many who don't. So I had to sit back and wonder, why is it they can't get it? You know, I didn't get, they're spiritually discerned. They have went into the way of Cain. They have heard and read out of the same gospel, but it was perverted to them. The Father is waking us up to so much truth right now, family. The biggest truth that has really been really just coming out is you as people, even though they're called Gentiles, strangers, Romans, Greeks. No, they're talking about Israel. Talking old covenant, new covenant, it's all about Israel. It's all about Israel. He told us he wasn't dealing with any other nation. What does it take for you to realize the truth? Paul says, who's bewitched you? Who's bewitched you? My question is, do you really want the truth? Do you love the Father more than you love any man or woman telling you something? Is it the Father's word? See, the scribes and the Pharisees, they pull out the same book, but they have a perverted understanding of it. It's not what Yahushua was set here to do and to bring us, spiritual. He's getting us set up spiritually. You cannot enter that kingdom with flesh and blood. You just can't do it. I don't care how much weight you lift. I heard somebody on YouTube say, hey, we got to get ready and get in shape so we can run and do this and do that. I'm like, what? Our people have gone wacky. Because the scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat teaching a physical message. Ain't no amount of stockpiling, ain't no amount of getting your money together and buying all the weapons in the world, getting you an atomic bomb or building you a cavern underneath your house or shipping yourself to outer space or anything. When this destruction hit, and it's hitting everywhere, because Babylon is everywhere. It's a spiritual. There's no man can save you. No man. And our people just got to really get this right. And when you're going to wake up, hey, I don't know if you even will ever wake up. But I pray you do. I pray that the Father has mercy and grace on you. I pray that you are not high-minded and stiff-necked and hard-headed and stubborn and prideful and bold, that you can humble yourself down to the Father and ask him to reveal. Father, you know, I don't know if I'm in truth or in error, Father, but listen, you know, I believe your word is truth. I believe that maybe I have been taught some in error. Father, show me the truth of your word in Yahushua's set-apart name. You're going to start to get it. It's how much you want to know the truth. How much you want to know the truth. The world's not going to teach it to you. And there were certain people who crept in unawares that are still here today. preaching flesh over spiritual. Can't do it. It's not in the Word. You can make anything seem right if you pervert it just well, and if you're good with your tongue, and if you got weak-minded people who will not open their own history books and follow and make sure you're given the right precepts, make sure you're given the right understanding. See, we got to stop being lazy. We got to start studying to show ourselves approved, commanded by our Father. Commanded by our Father. We have to take off the old man and put on the new man. We got to come to him in righteousness and in truth, spiritually. Okay, I'm so glad that Sister Phoenicia was able to read that for his family. So I'm going to open up both Sister Phoenicia and Sister Jennifer's mic, and, you know, if there's anything that they might. Sister Phoenicia, I'm going to start with you first. Did you want to add anything?
Not right now. I'm going to just sit back and listen, see what Sister Jennifer has to say. She's always coming with the real. She's so spiritual. I love it. So I'm going to just sit back and listen.
Okay, Sister Jennifer?
Hello. Thank you, Sister Phoenicia, and I love you. And, you know, I just, you know, Sister Phoenicia does so much studying and so much great posting that I knew she'd get it. I saw some of her errors, and I knew she'd get it. I knew she and her sis were diligently on the path for truth, and I saw some things. I never felt led to say anything or correct her in any way because I knew she would get it. And I'm so thankful for Yahuwah, or to Yahuwah, that, you know, she's got the understanding of truth and the spiritual aspect. And, you know, we're not going to be like for this truth, Sister Phoenicia and Sister Georgia, by many. You know, even when it comes to Shabbat Shalom and the revelation of, we could actually say that every day, but people are not going to like me saying that because we have entered into the rest of the Shabbat, of the Shalom. And so if we really think about what that means and what we're saying, and we've entered into that rest by Yahushua laying down his life, and we're not going to be like for that. Really think about rest, resting in Yahushua. How do we do that? How do we walk by faith and not by sight? What is faith? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What did he say we needed to please him with faith? Why? Because without it is impossible to please him. So we have to have faith in this truth. We have to believe that Yahuwah is who he says he is and that he sent his son. And we have to understand the Torah. But if we try to live by all that, and sometimes you have to break it down so intricately, as Sister Georgia does, not to offend anybody. But the yoke of Yahushua is easy, and his burden is light. And we're trying to put on this hardship that we had, you know, put on everything. Physically dress yourself when he told us the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through him. For the pulling down the stronghold. He never said nothing about nothing but spiritual. Over one of the reasons I came off from doing my build or my show in Sister Georgia is because I knew my family will tell you, I said she will get to a place that the people will become more spiritual and they will hear me. But until they become spiritual, it's going in one ear and out the other when I'm trying to tell them. You know, when we pray, because they mess up our food and genetically modify and everything, the Father says, we don't see him when we say, Father, we offer this food up to you and ask you to cleanse it from all impurities, that if we should drink or eat any deadly thing, it shall not harm us but nourish our flesh. We don't see him, but by faith we believe he'll cleanse it. Now, how far will your faith take you? He's looking to see how far our faith will take us. He knew they would mess up the medicine and give us drugs and stuff. So he said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, I mean, that makes no sense to the man that's sticking to the old and not looking at the revised. We're not throwing away the old. We're looking at a covenant that has been revised. So I'm just saying, I am so thankful that my sisters are waking up, Sister Phoenicia and your beautiful sister, and you know, I'm excited and full of joy and know that we are coming to the knowledge of walking in the spirit, that we fulfill not the lusts of the flesh, because that's what it's all about. And like Sister Georgia says all the time, repent.
That's right. I tell you, family, you know, it's funny, but the Father definitely, you know, and I believe it was meant for you to get. If you're here tonight, I do believe it was meant for you to get. I believe that if you're still not getting it, just you know, come and give it to Father and ask him to reveal to you. That's as simple as it gets. Because I'm going to give you all, for instance, okay, this is something that I'm just throwing it out there because we're talking. I was speaking with my mother, and one of my nephews, he had an incident. He's young. He's the same age as my son, but this happened about 5 years ago. And Edomite stabbed him. He was in a gang, and I don't know what all occurred, but I know this Edomite stabbed him. Well, the Edomite got off scot-free. But because he was associated with this gang, they gave him basically time served out. He was a minor. Well, he finished up his probation and all the things they had him do. And the day before he was supposed to be released off of everything, and everything, you know, all his little records, just about admonished and all that stuff, they come give him a paper saying that he going to serve jail time now because he did something wrong. So my mother, my sister, everybody was worried. And I, you know, when I found out, I said, oh, my goodness. I said, well, hey, this is just prophecy. I said, I tell you what, you guys get along. We're all going to be praying here. I said, you tell Kanoita, tell her son, I'm going to be praying mightily for him. I said, because it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. And they were supposed to call me the next day because the trial was the next day. Well, nobody called me till the very end, my daughter. And I had prayed. And when I finished praying, I'd be like, say, boy, it's done. I'm done because I already know he hears me. You know, he tells us what to do in his word. I've done it. And I believe in his word. So my daughter said, oh, yeah, he don't have to go to jail. I said, well, I wish somebody would have called me sooner. You know, somebody would have called me soon because they called me at night. I want to know early that day what happened. I already knew, but I want to hear it. And what I'm saying to you, family, is a lot of things that happen, you know, unless we have the faith to understand that, and it's a spiritual thing, there's nothing here. People are worried about things they should not be worried for. Nothing can harm us. And you know, I kind of held back. I think Phoenicia probably know this a little bit. I'd be holding back because I'm like, if I tell people this, they're not going to get it. Sister Jennifer, like, spilled it out a long time ago. She said it. But when our people really wake up to the fact of what the Scripture is saying, what our Father has let us know in his word, like Sister Jennifer just said, that little portion that they even have in the Scripture where it says, you'll be able to hold the serpent, and, you know, poison the serpent and, you know, or drink poison and all this. You see them showing you these shows where these Edomites get up there and they like to hold the snake, the rattlesnakes, and they want them getting bit. Some of them die. You know, you see the craziness. But do you understand why all this was put in there? Because in this end time, we already know. We looked at Ma'afa. They're trying to kill us off left and right. They repackaged things. Now that they're scaring people with the scare tactics, like Yahushua says, when you hear of war, you know, we always heard of war, but when they say peace, you better watch out. Okay? They go scare us through the flesh. They whipped us, and they wore out the saints through the flesh. They made us flesh thinkers. They gave us a different gospel. They gave us the picture of the Edomite on a cross. They gave us all these lies. Now when we try to come back spiritually to our Father, it's hard for many people to do. But the Father left that in his word, that one of you shall chase 1,000 because I'm with you. That you'll be able to pick up serpents, deadly serpents. There's no fear going to come to you. You can drink poison because we're getting fed and drink poison every day. If you don't think that the stuff that you're eating and drinking is poison, what planet do you live on? We pray. You know, we pray over our food. I mean, the stuff be tasting funny around my house. I mean, like, ooh. And I'm going to tell you, they've been changing this stuff even before I knew the truth. I remember I went to Pizza Hut. The cheese and everything was different. I went to my house to make a homemade pizza one day. The cheese wouldn't melt.
that's not the same cheese that was there last year. I'm like, what is up with this? I said, kids, y'all come see this. Because I had the oven on, what, 450? And I put that pizza in there for, what, 20 minutes, I think it was. I bought the pizza out, and the cheese didn't melt. Come on now, fam. Y'all know they doing something. They ain't going to tell us. They ain't going to tell us. But the Father let us know already. I got you covered. Come back to me. I got you back. Just like he did in Egypt. And people, they want to do something of their own. There ain't nothing you can do of your own. It's everywhere. It's in places you never even thought of. That's probably going to be another year from now we'd say, okay, here's what Edom did, and y'all just didn't know about it. And everybody, you know, the Father got our backs is what I'm saying. But you got to be believing. You got to be in the truth. You got to become spiritual. You got to do it right. You got to do well. And I'm done. That's all I want to say. I just want to get people to understand. We're not it seems like what we're picking, you know, because that's how people take it, especially if they believe they have the truth. Well, y'all just picking. Y'all just always want to get on this. Y'all just, you know. No. You just have not hearkened to the Father's word. You have not been reading with understanding. You've been under a scribe and a Pharisee. You've been under someone who raised himself up to teach you a lie. It's not in the word what they're telling you. You can read it with your eyes, but spiritually, with the set of our spirit allowing you to see the truth from the lies, you have learned the lie. The lie ain't going to be, hey, I'm lying to you, but guess what? I'm going to tell you this. No, they're not going to tell you this. They're going to look and see how the words are described in the scripture. I wanted to go over some of that today. We'll get over it, though. We'll get it. According to the word, what the Father's telling us, that these people who are doing this, they look like they're set apart. Everything fits the mold. If you look at the outer garment, if you look at, when I say outer garment, the outer vessel, they look like, yes, they are for the Most High. They are for Yahuwah. They are for Yahushua. But what is the fruit that they're preaching? What are they teaching? How are they making you children more of the devil than themselves? They're not bringing it spiritual. And if you don't get that, and if I said better, I don't know how to at times. But we're going to go through it in scripture. We're going to read it. And I'm going to give understanding. That's all I can say. I'll give the understanding. And I'll go slow. I will not talk fast. I want to make sure you hear all the words that's coming out my mouth. All right. But listen, I'm on the front page. Before I forget, I did want to say this again. Liberty, Faith, and Understanding in Yahushua. That's the show that's in the feature episode on our homepage. Please take a listen to that before next weekend, okay? That's going to give you a lot of good understanding about the spiritual versus the flesh. That's more verses. It deals some deal with the law, but it's a lot of good understanding. It's going to help me to where I don't have to go through every single verse in the scripture. I can hit the ones I want to. I'm going to try to hit different verses than what's in the that particular lesson. So it's called Liberty, Faith, and Understanding Yahushua. I did it about 4 months ago, and it's the feature episode on our main page of the Blog Talk Radio, the Biblical Hebrew site. Okay. Sisters, anything else you want to say?
Well, this is Sister Phoenicia, and I just, you know, you write about the poisons and things. You know, me personally, I haven't been to the doctor in so long. It's been so many years that I just don't get sick. And it's funny because you're right. You know, they could say a year from now that, you know, there's been poison in this food or poison in this type of water or whatever, and we just didn't know. Like, they came out earlier this year talking about, you know, horse meat in Burger King food and all this arsenic in the chicken and fluoride all in the water. And it's like, you know, it's promised to us. This is what I'm looking forward to. It's promised in the New Testament. It was said to us that the things that Christ did, we shall do these things and even greater things. And these are things that I'm looking forward to. You know, he said we will be, like he said, we'll be able to eat poison, drink poison, and it won't make us sick. All the miracles that Christ did, it's promised to us that we'll be able to do all those things and even greater things than that. That's amazing. Christ walked on water. Christ changed water into wine. Christ cast demons out of people. Christ really, he made himself invisible a few times. He disappeared through the crowd. You know, they didn't know where he was at. It's like he transported himself, went through a porthole or something. I mean, it's like there's a thing, you know, these things we will do also and even greater. What do you mean? And I don't see any of this spiritual talk from any of these camps. They don't cast out no kind of demons. They don't talk about demons like that. They'll say somebody has a demon, but there's no, you know, there's no trying to, they clown them, basically. There's no casting out the demons. There's none of that. I don't see any of that. The only people I hear talking about casting out demons is Sister Jennifer. That's the only person I hear talking about casting out demons, laying hands on people. This is the whole, you know, and so I'm just happy to be where I'm at. I'm so happy to be amongst you guys, and I can't wait to see you. And I know we're going to see each other because I have a feeling, because the Father has been leading me. I've done none of this. Me and my sister have done none of this on our own. And not just that, he's not just leading me separately and her separately. He's been leading us together from the very beginning. Every time we get around each other, he leads us to something new. So it's like, and the end is already written. Somebody's written in the book of life. I don't want to just pat myself on the back, but I'm just saying there's a few of us, a small section of us, that's already written in that book, and he's leading us, period. And I'm just looking forward to casting out demons, laying hands on people, drinking poison, teleporting, walking on water, water into wine. I'm looking forward to all of this stuff. I can't wait.
Hey, sister, let me just say something to you. You know, family, I was thinking, last week, I was thinking about this stuff. You know, we don't think, because they're not going to admit, but we don't think that they know that we're waking up. They know. I'm going to tell you they know, because when they admitted me about what, how many, 5 years ago I think it was now, two times, I was supposed to be dead according to them. Because I had no blood in my body. And, you know, I really never thought about it, but I thought about it last week, and I said, you know what? You know, I mean, stuff be happening. I can't explain to all y'all, but there's a lot of stuff be happening. But when I was in the hospital and they kept me there, I was just going for a blood test. They told me I couldn't leave or to come right back or whatever. They took a whole week before they came talk to me. They kept taking, I'm like, well, shoot, if I got no blood in my body, why are you bringing like 10 tubes and taking all the blood out? You know, they said, well, your blood regenerates, but they were trying to figure out why. I don't think they were trying to help me. I think they were trying to figure out, why ain't this nigga dead yet? Because I'm going to tell you, I was sitting up in that bed, and they had six doctors the very last day, because I tried to escape family. I know I was acting bad, but look, I had my little gown on, all open in the back, but I threw my little sweatpants over with IVs in my arm, and they had two nurses come in. I was trying to get out the door. Because they wouldn't tell me anything. And I was like, what the heck? I said, I'm getting out. Because the whole time I was in there was running all these tests on me. And they only gave me broth water to drink, some chicken, nasty broth water to drink. And my sister was hungry. I was like, I'm going. Yeah. I have no shoes on my feet. I was going. But they made them bring a doctor in. You know, because I'm like, you know, nobody ain't saying nothing to me. Nobody telling me nothing. I had to find out. Only because the doctor called and said, you have to stay there, because he said, you were walking around your house. He said, did you feel lightheaded? You know, because normally people who have even much more blood than what you had in your body, they go into a coma. They just collapse, go into a coma, and never wake up. I said, well, I'm fine. That's why I don't know why you guys are keeping me against my will in here. And I tell you, when the six doctors came in, it's like they were doing this checkoff. It's like I was a specimen. That's how I felt. I was a specimen. They were asking me, they was naming all the diseases of the Hebrews, you know, the lost of us, all these black diseases. And I said, no, we don't have that running in my family. And I kept that. And then they got to the last one, and they said, well, you must have had really, really strong menstrual cycles. I said, well, to be honest with you, I haven't had one in the last, what, 6-8 months. And when I said that, they looked up, because they ran through this whole list of things to try to figure out where my blood went. They were trying to see what is it that's special about this nigga. You know, I could see it in their face. It was all white doctors and a couple other foreign ones in there. But they were like, because
They didn't tell me nothing, and they didn't give me any reason. When I said that I didn't have a menstrual cycle in that long, and they said I had no blood in my body, they all looked at each other like they were baffled. And they all had their little clipboards. They were looking down the little clipboards. When I answered that, they just walked out the room. And then the nurse came in probably an hour later and told me I can leave. And when I called my doctor, he said, well, they don't know. But the whole thing was, it didn't look like they didn't know. It looked like they, what they didn't know was, why was I still alive? This makes no sense. And I'm telling you, when the father say he's going to take care of us, he's going to take care of us. Because when I kind of knew something was fishy in my house when that was going on, because up there, I don't want to get into the details, but, you know, I knew something was up. And I know what it was, you know, but it happened to me again the following year. Now, I wasn't into the truth of the word, granted that, but the father was starting to yank me, you know, yank me out of Christianity, because of what I went into was going into the scripture. I think we went through it, what, 5 times. You know, I used to listen to Shepherd's Chapel, and I was into, like, I had every clip, every book. I was around the clock. My kids used to say holy roller, you know, when you're just into it so much. But when he yanked me out, just before he yanked me out, I was taken to the hospital twice. Both times, almost all my blood drained out my body. It's never happened since, family, since I came into the truth. I'm telling you something. I'm telling you the real of it. I'm not lying to you. I lie not, like Paul said. That's what happened. But it's not like I felt these people were trying to help me. They were looking like, dang, why didn't she die? Because nobody ever told me anything. And you see, more and more of our people, you know, they're doing all this stuff to our people. We just don't know about everything they're doing. But they probably got other cases just like me all around the world, but you never hear about them. Because nobody going to talk about it. Nobody's really getting on air. Let me give my testimony. No, not too many of our people are giving those good testimonies that our family needs to hear. We need to know we are the ones. And Father got your back. He
yep.
got our back.
When I heard your story, when you said your story about your ex and how he shot you, and he's right there at point blank range, and how he shot that gun and no bullets hit you, I knew, I kept listening to you from there on out. I was like, nah,
I tell you,
something else is
y'all
going
may,
on here.
People may have heard me give that testimony and think I am telling them a fib. No, I am not. Family, I am not. All he
That's
shot
my, my
those, and I'm going to tell you something. When he came out, I asked him, and he gave a different story of the account of what really happened. And I never, I think I would have scared him if I would have told him the truth. Oh, who wanted to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, remember, we know them by the fruit. So those that don't believe, we got to check out their fruit, because these things should be happening all the time. Like Sister Phoenicia said, she looks forward to, you know, she looks forward to the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to interrupt you now. I'll let you finish, but I would like to throw in something when you finish.
Well, I just wanted to open up one more mic, and then I'm going to have everybody, I'm just going to leave it all open. But just because somebody's been waiting on the chat. I think I know who this is, but let me just open it up, sister. I'm going to have you get started. Let me just get this last mic open here. Eric code 303. Hello. Uh-oh. Hello? Okay. I'm going to mute you out. Eric code 303. I'll come back to you if we have time. But there was a lot going on in your house. We have one more caller. Y'all mind if I take a quick caller real quick?
Not at all.
And then I'm going to have sister pick back up. Okay. This has a name on it. Wow. Okay. Ronaldo Wade 1. Okay. You have a number, so I got to go that way. Shalom.
Sabbat Shalom. Good evening. This is Ronaldo Wade from Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries. Amen. That is on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. I'm blessed. Amen. To come on the air and to hear. Glory to God, the truth that is being told, amen, and not to be sold. So I'm just thanking Yahuwah, amen, for the teachings that you're bringing forth. And, you know, the scripture tells us when the word says that those that hear my voice, let them hear. A lot of people, they want to hear the truth, but they still can't hear. Amen. So, you know, even if it was brought to them, they still cannot understand the truth. They don't. You know, they won't get a grasp of it. I teach many of the Hebraic teachings like you do, you know, on the air, and a lot of people just can't get it. And you will You know, you will receive a lot of enemies, you know, because of that. So, you know, we just have to just continue to put that truth out there, amen, and give it all to the Lord. So, we have to give it to Yahweh. I just thank y'all very much for putting out the truth, and may the Lord continue to bless you.
Well, you know, brother, we appreciate you calling and sharing with us. Oh, hallelujah, Yahuwah. We appreciate you.
Yes.
So I thank you. And I'm just going to leave you on with us because we only have like 11 minutes here. But I'm going to let Sister Jennifer say what she had to say. And if y'all want to add to it, we're going to go from there. So, Sister Jennifer, you want to pick back up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, my strong, and Sister Phoenicia knows my strong aspect is, you know, deliverance. And I will say, Sister Phoenicia, once we put it out there, oftentimes the Father will, when you say, I look forward to, get ready. Get ready. Because the time is not tomorrow. The time is today. And what I mean by that is everything you stated, just because I know you what you meant, but I want to clarify to the family that you're not speaking of in the kingdom or the kingdom that's coming. You're speaking of now, you know, because we can. I'm going to tell you, I've laid hands on cancerous people. They have no more cancer. I've cast out a lot of demons. I have, what I'm saying is, it's here today, it's here now. That's why the Father says, walk into, about the faith, and you have not because you ask not. Well, he didn't verify what to ask and what not to ask. So what will we dare ask him? Will we dare to ask him to rescue our nephew, to make sure he doesn't get any more time? What we dare to ask him to make that food set apart? Would we dare to ask him if we had an ailing parent? Father, heal my parent. You know, what should I do? I want you to go over there and lay hands on them and rebuke that sickness in the name of Yahushua. Won't we dare do it? So the problem is, are we doing it? Do we even have a faith with the little things that he can give us the bigger things? Because as we go through the scriptures in the Revised Testament, the New Covenant, we'll see he talks about faith, strong faith, oh ye of little faith, shipwrecked faith. And I tell people when I counsel them, I say, tell me where your faith is. Let's locate your faith, because according to your faith be it unto you.
Oh, sister, that's beautiful. Oh, my goodness, that was beautiful. Did y'all hear
it's
that?
According to your faith, be it unto you. You got shipwrecked faith, you're going to get shipwrecked return. Because he doesn't operate in money for his exchange. He operates in faith. You give him faith, he'll give you what you need.
That's right. That is so beautiful. Sister, woo!
Hey, we got another caller, y'all. Let me open them up. Sister, you're on a roll. Let me just get this caller in here. I'd like to get all the callers' mics open who want to say something. Area code 248. Shabbat shalom, or shalom, shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Georgia. This is Sister Tonya. I sent you the email earlier letting you know I will be sending my donation in a few days. Hallelujah. Sister Jennifer,
hallelujah.
I love you. I just wanted to say the show was wonderful. That's it. Thank you. As I told you, I was passing a test. So you'll have the money in a few days. Hallelujah.
Well, sister, we're going to be praying for you, though, because, you know, you're going to fly that. You're going to ace that test, as they have to say.
you'll be fine. Father got your back.
Absolutely.
I'm just so glad. Anybody else want to, because we only got like 8 minutes, so I'm leaving the mic open. Y'all jump in. If y'all want to give a testimony or some other scripture that I forgot to give or anything.
this is Sister Etana with Sister Phoenicia.
Oh, shalom,
shalom,
sister.
Shalom, shalom.
I just wanted to say shalom to you too, and just to let you know how much I love you guys. And I do have a testimony. This is way before I found the truth. I was about 16. This is just after my mom, our mother passed away, and I was just completely down and out. Obviously, it was a tremendous blow to lose your mother at such a young age. And I tried to kill myself. And I prepared a bathtub. I got in the bathtub, and I had my radio plugged in the wall.
music playing, and I literally put the radio in the bathtub with me, and nothing happened. Literally nothing happened. Radio still works to this day. I'm almost 29 now. That was when I was 16, and I mean, I was just ready to go. I mean, I just couldn't take the pressure of my mom, you know, being gone, and I literally put the radio in the bathtub.
See, the father had a purpose for your life. Even though you didn't realize it at that point, he had a purpose for your life.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
And he's not going to let not one slip away.
That's right. I mean, I am his. I mean, it's just amazing. And just hearing, you know, the truth of his word and actually getting a better understanding, as my sister said, about the Shabbat. You know, like you said, we were just like, no, that just don't make any sense, you know, and just still giving it time and being quiet about it and not, you know, speaking, you know, out of turn, which is just like, okay, well, we'll just see where that goes with that. So we're going to stick in here with you because you have the spirit and everything you bring forth, nobody else is talking about it, and it's really such a shame that they don't listen because you're a woman, because of these male teachers who say women shouldn't teach. I mean, it really is a shame because they're missing out. But, you know, the father would bring them to you to hear his word if it was meant for them to. They're blinded. They're partially blinded is what I call it. They're blind to some of his truth, you know, and it's just, I'm just amazed and very excited about realizing about the Shabbat, you know, like in the first chapter of Isaiah, and then it's totally mind-blowing. And just, right. I'm going to continue to listen to you and get some understanding, because you definitely opened my eyes up to a lot of things, the first and second creation. I mean, I'm able to literally break it down to somebody, you know, and it's just amazing. You know, this has been a wonderful journey, you know, and like my sister said, every time we wake up, we wake up together, you know, we woke up the true Sabbath, you know, in March of 09 together, and then the truth of us being Hebrews last year in March together. I mean, it's just amazing, and every time we find out something, it's like the Gentiles being the other Hebrew Israelites, everything, we wake up together, and it's just, I don't know, it's just amazing, because growing up, my sister really didn't like me. You know, so, you know, it's just amazing that, you know, just she's like, she just can't get away from me now.
Hey, I tell you.
So I just want to thank you and Jennifer. I don't ever, you know, really, I don't get to talk to Jennifer in person, just on the computer. And so I just want to say thank you, and I really love you guys, and it's awesome to have you guys.
Love you, too. Love you, too.
And you sure do, sister. Family, we got about 3 minutes left, and I guess we'll call it a wrap. But like I told everyone, you know, I'm not going to have a show for tomorrow. You're going to see that show disappear and go on to next Shabbat show. But I got something else that I think y'all going to really find interesting. Brother Raphael and myself, we, you know, kind of like knew this, but he been showing me more and more, too. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Y'all, and I'm going to tell y'all, I got a lot. Father, like, just before I got this show together, Father, here's what he gave me, Herod. And I was like, Herod? Because it woke me up. And then my son had my computer, so I couldn't get to it. But I tell y'all better go look at Herod. There's some stuff in there, we're going to get to it. Hey, family, we're getting ready to get cut off any second now. So, hey, stay in the Father's word. You know, stay in the Father. Hearken yourself down and ask the Father to reveal to you. If you sin, repent and come out of the wickedness. Come out from among her. Okay? Be separate. Get to the truth. Okay? Instantly repent. Instantly. And we got to pray for our enemies, because we got many of them. And that who's your enemy? The Father's talking about Israel. You got some that is against you. That's who you pray for. Not nobody trying to hang you on a tree. No, I'm not going to say it like that, but it's the truth. You, somebody trying to kill you, can't be praying for them, because those were the same people in the scripture who always been trying to kill us off. Father, he said, I ain't dealing with them. Get to the truth. All right, family, to leave it on a positive note, it's been a blessing. Hallelujah.
And I just thank each and every one of you for joining us. So